So I got the six-figure salary, the 4,000 square feet home, the beautiful neighborhood, amazing car, few children, the vacation I always dreamed about. And I thought by having all that, I will be happy. And I looked at my neighbor, half of the income, double the amount of children, moderate job, simple car, and he's always happy, never complained. So I figured that my neighbor has something that I do not have. And that thing is called barakah. Barakah. Barakah is defined as ثبوت الخير الإلهي في الشيء. ثبوت الخير الإلهي في الشيء. Attachment of divine goodness in something. Attachment of divine goodness in something is called barakah. Or it is المنافع الكثيرة بالأسباب القليلة. Maximum benefit with minimum resources. Now we have the opposite. Maximum resources with minimum benefit. Barakah, when it comes to the little, it makes it abundant. And when it comes to the abundant, it makes it beneficial. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day, he visited Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha wa ardaha. فَأَتَتْهُ بِسَمْنٍ وَتَمْرٍ فَقَالَ أَعِيدُوا سَمْنَكُمْ فِي سِقَائِهِ وَأَعِيدُوا تَمْرَكُمْ فِي وِعَائِهِ فَإِنِّي صَائِمٌ. When he visited Umm Sulaym, she brought him some date and some butter. So he said, put back the butter and the dates in their container. I am fasting. And then he went to a corner of the house and prayed two rak'ah. After he finished alayhi salatu wa salam, his salat, he started making dua to Umm Sulaym and her family. So Umm Sulaym came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, Inna li khuwaysah. I have a special request. Said, Ma hiya? What is it? She said, Khadimuka Anas. Umm Sulaym is Anas's mom. She said, Khadimuka Anas, yani, I know you made dua for all of us, but I want a special dua for Habibi Anas. And we all know the story when Rasulullah ﷺ came to Medina, everybody brought him all kinds of gifts, and Umm Sulaym brought Anas as the gift. So, Ya Rasulullah, this is my gift to you. Use him as your servant. So, Ya Rasulullah, I need to please make a dua for Anas. Anas narrating this hadith. Anas is the one narrating the hadith. He said, فَدَعَى لِأَفَمَا تَرَكَ خَيْرَ دُنْيَا أَوْ آخِرَ إِلَّا دَعَى لِي بِهِ. Allahu Akbar. He did not leave any khair in this dunya or in the akhirah except he made dua for me. And he said, Allahumma arzuqhu malan wa waladan wa barik lahu. How lucky is Anas. Ya Allah, provide for him wealth and children and put barakah in them. Anas said, I was the richest of the Ansar. And I, in my lifespan, witnessed 100 of my descendants. And he saw his kids and grandkids and great-grandkids. All of this because of the barakah of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, my beloved brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not with us anymore, but he taught us. He taught us how to bring this barakah into our life. First, from the Quran and from the Sunnah as usual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Quran. لو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, if the people of the village, if the people of the city, if the people of the community, if the family have two things, do two things, إيمان and تقوى, I, Allah, not give them baraka, the plural of baraka, barakat, the plural of baraka, from the sky and from the earth, يعني إيش, يعني from everywhere. When you say baraka from the sama and from the ard, you have covered all the baraka that could ever exist. So number one is iman and taqwa. True iman, true tawheed. You're living by la ilaha illallah. You die on la ilaha illallah. You raise your children on la ilaha illallah. True iman. And taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. Having taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever we are. Ya Ali, ma hiya at-taqwa? Qal, at-taqwa hiya الإيمان الخوف من الجليل والإيمان بالتنزيل والرضا بالقليل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. الله أكبر. يا علي, define تقوى. He said, fear from the جليل, from the all magnificent. إيمان بالتنزيل, believing in the revelation. رضا بالقليل, being satisfied and content with the little. And al-istidad liyawm al-rahil, and always ready to depart. This is taqwa. Taqwa in the way I treat my parents. Taqwa in the way I treat my spouse. Taqwa in the way I raise my children. Taqwa in the way I treat my non-Muslim neighbors. Taqwa in my business. Taqwa in everything that I do. Second, we have many business people among us. How can I have barakah in this business? First and foremost, make sure, ya akhi, the business is halal. Do not expect to open a hookah store and expect to have barakah in your business. Do not expect to open a 7-Eleven and have barakah in your business. And open all these smoke shops. Subhanallah, the survey, most of the smoke shops are owned by Muslims. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You want barakah in your business? The hadith is in the Bukhari. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-bay'an bil-khiyar ma lam yatafarraqa, fa'in sadaqa wa bayyana burika lahuma fi bay'ihima, wa'in katama wa kathaba muhiqat barakatu bay'ihima. The buyer and the seller, they have the choice to break the deal as long as they did not depart. And if they, sadaqa, they tell the truth, وَبَيَّنَا, and they made everything clear about the transaction, Allah will put barakah in that transaction. And if they lie and they conceal the faults of the product, Allah مَحَقَ, look at this word, مَحَقَ, the barakah is diminished from that transaction. Don't get me wrong, the guy will go back home with hundreds of thousands of dollars, but there will be no barakah in it. It's not about the quantity. There will be no barakah in that income that he made, in that profit that he made. Now we ask, who is the best businessman? The best businessman is the one who comes with the best of tricks. Oh brother, you cannot sell this car? Give it to me. I will make it work for 3 months and then it will break. Don't worry. You cannot sell this house? Give it to me. I'll take care of it. Everybody knows I'm the best salesman. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. My brother, the mechanic. My brother, the real estate agent. Any field that you are in, make sure you tell every fault in the product that you're selling before you do it. If you are looking for barakah, because you might go home with lots of money, but all that money will go into hospitals and accidents, and you'll find no barakah in it. Now, many of us are not business people. How can we find barakah in our jobs? Subhanallah, this deen have covered everything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من يأخذ مالا بحقه بارك الله له فيه وَمَنْ يَأْخُذْ مَالًا بِغَيْرِ حَقِّهِ فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي يَأْكُلْ وَلَا يَشْبَعُ. Hadith is in Sahih Muslim. Whomsoever earns his money with haqq. يعني he fulfills all that he is required to fulfill. Allah will put barakah in that income. And whomsoever take his money without haqq, he's paid to work from 9 to 5, 2-3 hours of them is on the phone. You are not paid to check your social media. You are paid to fulfill something, to do something, to complete a job, to complete a deadline. And this is what you're supposed to do if you are looking for barakah in your income. But half of the time I'm talking and I'm playing and I'm joking around and I'm using my phone for no emergencies whatsoever. No. Allah, Rasulullah said, whomsoever get that income without its haqq, it is like the person who eats and eats and eats and never get full. Look at that example. How can we have barakah in our time? SubhanAllah, yesterday I was standing here. Time is going like crazy. How can we have barakah in our time? يا رجال فجر جماعة. You want barakah in your time? فجر in جماعة. فجر in congregation of your local masjid. What's the evidence? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for you of barakah. He said, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Ya Allah, put barakah in my ummah or in the members of my ummah that start their day bakir, early. Is there any better place to start my day than the house of Allah azza wa jal? Wake up your family for Fajr. The sister will get the same reward if she prayed at home. And you come to the masjid and you get this barakah through the whole day. You will find the barakah in your time when you start your day by attending the salat in jama'ah. How about barakah in our children? Barakah in our children. You see a 70-year-old man still working. Not because he wants to, you know, have some social life or just because he cannot stay at home. No, no, no. He's working because he needs the money.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
He has 6-7 children. There's no barakah in these children that would let their father when he gets 65, 70 years old and still working to live. There's no barakah in your children. How could you let your father at 70 years old work for money to survive? How? And you have it. There's no barakah in you. How can I have barakah in my children from a young age? Well, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, or Allah azza wa jal told us, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Order, Surah Taha, order. Command your children and your family to pray, to perform salat. And here is very, very important verb. And be extremely patient. Be extremely patient. Now the way the parents talk to their children about salat is so scary that the child only prays when the parents are present. The father, the mother travels, the child stops praying. The father, the mother die, the child stops praying. We have to make our children love the salat, so when I depart, they are still praying. Allah said, order, command your children to pray and your family. And be extremely, not wasbir. Allah added one more letter to the verb, wastabir. The verb is wasbir, we all know. وَزِيَادَةِ الْمَبْنَى مِنْ زِيَادَةِ الْمَعْنَى. When the verb add one letter to it, that means more emphasis on that verb. Be extremely patient. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ. Don't worry about the rizq. Don't worry about the provision. Don't worry about the barakah. We will put the barakah. We, the Razzaq, I will provide for you. Look at the madrasa of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He told us, train them at 7 till 10. 3 years. 3 years of salat. If you do the math, 5,000 salat. You tell me, who does something for 5,000 times except it becomes a habit? But we, they come to the shuyukh, Shaykh, wallahi, my son is 17 and he's not praying. Ya Habibi, where were you at 7? Where were you at 7? Now it's extremely tough, ya akhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, start at 7. Yani at 7, not when his 7th birthday is there. Yalla Baba, get up and pray. He says, Baba, but I don't know the Fatiha, I don't know the Tahiyyat. No, that means by 7 he already finished the Fatiha and a small surah and he memorized the Tahiyyat. Because at 7 he's going to start Allahu Akbar and it's going to make a huge deal. My son started praying today, my daughter started praying. She's 7. May Allah guide and protect all our children. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. That was barakah in our children, barakah in our children's marriage. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير النكاح أيسره. The best nikah, the best nikah is the one with the most yasir mahr. What do we do now? 50,000, 60,000, 100,000. Ya akhi, oh no, I'm putting these numbers so he will not divorce her. Yani, if your daughter is suffering with this man and he's abusing her physically and verbally, you're not going to bring her home because you're waiting for the 50,000? So the mahr has to be relative to the person. There's no fixed amount. The mahr is 1,000. No, it is relative to the person. If he can afford, alhamdulillah. If he cannot afford, do not overburden him. Wallahi, this is one of the reasons that many of our shabab are not getting married. Shaykh, come listen, come see these numbers that the brothers are asking for. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best is the most yaseer mahr, the simple mahr. There's a sister, she made a payment plan for her husband, for the mahr, payment plan. I hope there's no late charges. Barakah in everything that we do. Barakah in everything that we do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى يَبْتَلِي عَبْدَهُ بِمَا أَعْطَاهُ فَمَنْ رَضِيَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فِيهِ وَوَسَّعَهُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَرْضَى لَمْ يُبَارِكْ لَهُ فِيهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will test people, and whomsoever is patient and content with the test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in his rizq and he will expand it. And whomsoever not pleased, Allah will take the barakah from their life. Always comparing. Your cousin has the wedding in the hayat. How can we have it in the masjid? That's shameful in front of the community. Your brother got his wife a Mercedes. You're getting me this kind of car. What's wrong with you? They're always comparing. They're not satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed them. Allah will take the barakah away from that family, from that household. Al-abdu hurrun ma qani' wal-hurru abdun ma tami'. Slave is free if he's content, and the free, he's a slave if he's greedy. How can we have barakah in our homes? SubhanAllah. Very simple, ya akhwan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to have barakah in our homes. He said, ya bunay, idha dakhalta ala ahlik, fasallim, yakun baraka alayka wa ala ahli baytik. Allahu Akbar, how simple to bring barakah to the house. Oh my son, when you enter your home, say salam. Whether there's someone in the house or no one in the house, say salam. What happens, ya Rasulullah? There will be barakah upon you and your household. You go back home, you open the door. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My sister, if you are home, welcome your husband with kind words. Al-kalima at-tayyiba sadaqa. Allah will put barakah in that household. Is your mother alive? Is your father alive? The sources of barakah. The sources of barakah. Go to your mother and say, Mama, please, I beg you, Mama, make dua. Allah will put barakah in my life, in my children, in my business, in my home, in my time. Baba, I beg you, Baba, your dua is mustajab for me. Please, Baba. Ya Abi, make dua for me that Allah will put barakah. They are the barakah. You will only know this, unfortunately, when they're gone. Ask for it, ya akhi. Ask for it. In the dua that we always repeat in witr, in Ramadan, Allahumma hadini fi man hadayt, wa afini fi man afayt, wa tawallani fi man tawallayt, wa barikli fima a'tayt. Yeah, we say them sometimes, ya akhwan, how could the dua be answered if I don't know what I'm saying? Or if I do not have my heart in that dua? Ya Allah, put barakah in whatever you have blessed me with. Allahumma barikli fima razaqtani. Ya Allah, put barakah in everything that you have provided me with. What will make the barakah disappear from my life? Open your ears and open your hearts. I love my wife. Big home, great job. Everything that we wanted, but constantly fighting, constantly arguing. You don't know how many times we thought of divorce. Riba! Riba! Many people go to psychiatrists and marriage counseling and all that before they check this. These are all good. But check first your contracts. You have declared war on Allah and you want peace at home? Allah Azza wa Jal said, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah will diminish, destroy, look at this word, diminish, destroy the barakah if there is riba. And he will put so much barakah when you're giving sadaqat. Don't you notice that the people who donate are the same people every year? Because they keep giving and Allah keeps giving them. Every time they give, Allah will keep giving them. My brothers and sisters, how do I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in my life? The main sign is to check what Allah kept you busy with. If Allah kept you busy with acts of worship to please Him, that means you have barakah in your life. That means you have barakah in your life. And because of that, thank him a lot. So the barakah will stay and multiply. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. When you're grateful for all this barakah, because many of us have all these already, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You want to maintain them? Ya Rabb, لَكَ الْحَمْد, Ya Allah, I'm so grateful for all these na'am that you have blessed me with. And I start giving sadaqat and helping others for the benefit of others and to maintain what Allah blessed me with. اللهم بارك لنا في ديننا وبارك لنا في أهلنا وبارك لنا في أموالنا وبارك لنا في أوقاتنا وبارك لنا في صحتنا وبارك لنا يا رب العالمين في كل ما رزقتنا. يا الله, put barakah in our deen, in our family, in our health, in our wealth, in our children, in our friends, in our time. يا الله, put barakah in everything that you have provided us with. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم يا رب, يا رب أغث إخواننا في السودان. يا الله, أغث إخواننا في السودان يا رب العالمين. اللهم أغثهم يا مغيث, وأغث إخواننا في غزة وفي اليمن وفي أفغانستان وفي باكستان وفي بنغلاديش وفي الهند وفي العراق وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.